Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, thanks very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. We have Around the NFL coming up at 11 o'clock. What do you think about this email this Tolo sent me right before the show? He said, Tank underperformed in three playoff games. Why would the Cowboys pay him pass? I guess it, you know, zero sacks in three playoff games. Is that what it is?
I thought his rookie year, he got a sack. He got two sacks, I thought. Or he didn't recover a fumble. Like, he recovered it, then refumbled it. Then he sacked Matthew Stafford.
I think that was a Week 17 game. No, that was the Lions game. Like, that's right. Yeah, we were there.
They made fun of him because he screwed up a turnover somehow, and then he came back and sacked Matthew Stafford to kind of win the game.
He went back out there. He was like, no, young fella, get back out there. Like Mincy told him that or something. Yeah. Get your head up and go get it.
Take that, email guy.
And he did, yeah.
But maybe Green Bay, Seattle. So his last three. So that he's played in five playoff games?
Is that right? Right? So yeah, the last three.
Green Bay Seattle, and now the Rams.
I'll take the sample size of his career over the sample size of whatever couple games you want to try to shoe in there and say he didn't play well.
I mean, some sports are set up to where if you want to make an extra big effort to dominate a playoff game, you can. You know, if you have the ball in your hands in basketball, it backfires on the players most of the time. But I just don't think football is one of those where you can isolate situations like that.
If you're looking for a guy to massively impact your football games and your playoff games, just go find one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And get that all fixed up.
I could see other situations, but not very often. It's so team dependent. Okay, Mike Leach had one of the most interesting lines over the weekend. Tremendously relevant for the Cowboys, I believe. It came in an interview he did with Warren Sharp, and Warren tweeted afterwards, quote, if you're establishing the run on an 8-man box, you ain't establishing bleep. Mike Leach, a few minutes ago, Sharp says, love my brief 15-minute conversation on analytics with the coach. I mean, so many of the old coaches we've talked to say, no, you know, if you're a good running team and you put two tight ends in there and they put 8-man box in there, you go ahead and run it against them and you got to be able to establish that. And, you know, that's going to pay dividends down the road. But here's Mike Leach, perhaps the offensive genius of record. I'm going to favor with Leach. I'm going to go ahead and lean with, you know, his perception, his diagnosis of things.
I think it's tough because so many established norms in sports were never right. Here's the tough part, because if you're a football fan, that's ingrained into your brain. Like, you establish the run and now it's easy to throw. And once I establish the run, the play action's really going to open up. The problem is people now have decades of data where they've done these studies. There is no correlation between being able to run the ball well and then being able to pass it well. There is no correlation between being able to run the ball well and then play action working. Like, play action just works.
Yeah.
So what you're supposed to do on offense is do whatever gives you the advantage on that particular play. However they're lined up, it's time to run the ball. Look at that. They're lined up for us to run the ball. Let's run it. It should never be about a mentality. Like, we're going to go establish it. No, we're going to go do whatever gives us the best chance to get the most yards.
Yeah.
This isn't that hard.
And that's what's been the most frustrating thing, I think, about the Cowboys recently, is that we've had a great offensive line, two good running backs, two good quarterbacks, and haven't got past the divisional round. And I think it's because they're too stuck in the past. And I think now that we've gotten to this point where they still can't get past the divisional round, I think Jerry and Steven know it now. I think that's one of the main things that was reflected in their quotes over the weekend, and especially Jerry.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. The problem is it too late? You know? They have had this thing open since 2014. They can't get to the damn NFC Championship game, and now that Dak Prescott's at the end of his rookie deal, they're like, you know what? We can't win that way anymore. Well, yeah, it's about 4 years too late. If they'd been on top of that and ahead of the curve instead of reacting to the curve, I don't think we'd be talking about a team still trying to get to the NFC Championship game. John Machota tweets, Jerry Jones says the plan this season is to move Amari Cooper all over the field. When you have these top players, you use them in as many ways as you can. And you know, I like that. I think they've been doing a pretty good job of moving Dez a couple of years back, and then Amari Cooper a little bit last year. I think this just means they're, you know, looking to do even more than what they did.
Just got to figure out who our third wide receiver is going to be right now.
Yeah.
Right now we have two of them.
So to me, how much did you take what Jerry said over the weekend? I've been gullible, right? And in the past, Jerry has talked a big game, but then it's just time to trust Jason and Scott to come up with the game plan. Is it different this time? Is this, along with going with Kellen Moore, doing anything more than just making you a little bit curious? You know, what do you expect to see when we get to Oxnard? There's a good question for both of you.
I expect to see almost the exact same offense. Until Brian Broaddus, I'll tell you what, if you want that answer, Brian Broaddus last year when we were trying to do all this, I feel like you tried really hard to say, it's going to be different.
I did.
And Brian
Broaddus
like, it's not going to be different. And then we got to Oxnard,
it wasn't different at all.
So no. Brian, to me, tells me, guys, I'm here, I'm watching the offseason workouts, I'm watching all the you know, mini camps and stuff. They're really changing things up. Then I'll be like, hey, Brian is watching. It's changing. But if Brian's like, no, it looks the same, then it'll be the exact same offense for the last 11 years for the most part.
Okay, and I'm with you. And you got me, right? I did that last year big time, and I'm the most gullible when it comes to Jerry, you know?
But this is the first time Jerry's been mad at Jason.
Yes.
True.
He almost, you know, he didn't give an extension after all that. And then he said he thinks it's what the fans want. I think he reached the point where he's like, damn it, we usually don't listen to the fans, but this time I believe that they actually fed up. And you know, I don't know. Maybe they could bring Jason Garrett back for another 10 years and they'd still be getting 30s in the local ratings, and it doesn't matter at all.
It will be interesting. I'm interested to see once the draft is over and they have the workouts.
Yeah.
If it looks any different with motion and with the stuff that, you know, you would hope that they would just be a team that people look at and go, should we be doing it that way?
Yeah.
Nobody's looked at the Cowboys and said, should we be doing it that way since the mid-90s?
Right. Yeah. That's got to be a concern. Nobody's coming to your team and plucking your assistants like, hey, can you teach us what Jay Jeezy taught you? Nobody's doing that.
No.
Okay, here's a fun one, Jeff. I was listening this morning on my way in. You were on with Sean and RJ talking about how the wide receivers have so much of your attention going into this combine and now into the draft. Benjamin Solak tweeting yesterday.
I love Ben. He's like 19 years old, but he's pretty darn good at this stuff.
Right on. Yeah, I hadn't seen any of his stuff until this, but he was getting retweeted like crazy because he tweeted, officially 7 receivers ran under 4.4 at this combine. That's as many as the last 3 combines combined. Pretty fun to be shopping for a wide receiver this year.
Yeah, they can run. And so I'm starting to look at, I mean, the thing about this year's class is that nobody knows what order the guys are going to go in. So after the combine over the weekend, when I would see guys run well or do the drills well, I was trying to just get through watching as many guys as I could. I'm up to about 20 of them. And about 13 of them I could see going anywhere from the end of the first round to the end of the third round.
Nice.
You just don't know because they're all different. They all do different things. They all bring different things to the table. But I don't know if the Cowboys are, but I'm looking at the guys who I think can play the slot, who can run, because I would love to have threats to, if you guys want to play us like we're a run-first team, get ready, because we will throw the ball 50 yards down the field and we will have somebody who can run by you to do it. So I'm looking for speed guys. I'm looking for speed guys who can play the slot. And if they can return also,
yeah,
hallelujah.
Love it.
We're having a party. So I'm down to a couple of guys. My guy, Georgia, Mecole Hardman, ran a 4.32. He's a little stout dude, but can make monster plays. He averaged almost 21 yards per punt return last year.
Cool.
So I'm finding, and he's, so burner, they can play the slot. They can return kicks. And then the other guy is Deontay Johnson at Toledo, which is same thing. Really good return guy. Good route runner. He does not have that same speed. He's a 4.5 guy. But I'm looking around at return guys who can run your jet sweep, that can play the slot, that are good after the catch. That's what I think the Cowboys could
do. Man, I would love that. And you think you could get those guys at 91 or you got to do 58? Hard to say at this point.
I think that's what I don't know because there's so many names in this. Like DK Metcalf, the guy who is 6'3", 228 pounds, and somebody lied and said he has 1.7% body fat, which I think he'd be dead if he had that body fat. But then he ran a 4.3, so like he's going to go in the top 15, top 20. After him, you just kind of shrug.
Cool.
A lot of people think Hollywood Brown is the next best receiver, the Oklahoma guy that can fly. He had the Liz Frank in his foot. Where does he go? I don't know. Who's the next one? I don't know.
We'll get more Cowboys Combine Twitter here in a second. What do you think of these DBs going through this pass-catching drill, Mike?
I'm just laughing.
Are they catching it pretty good?
No, some are.
Some of them are catching it pretty good.
The last three guys, it's like, my God, I've never caught anything in my life. Can we not do this? There's a drop. Like, I mean, it just, they're dropped.
Oh, no!
They're horrible.
Oh, Mark!
They're some of the most athletic humans on the face of the earth. Unless you actually throw them something, then they have to use their hands. Because at some point in their life, like in wherever it was, fifth grade, seventh grade, they're like, dang, we wish he could be a receiver, but he just can't catch the ball. How about you're more athletic than these guys, but they can catch the ball. Just cover them and see if they can't get open on you.
Do you think these guys could become decent catchers, or is that just such an elite skill? Maybe over to Jeff on this one. Because you're right, they get stopped from catching because their dads didn't teach them how to play baseball or something.
Catch.
There was a reason in their development that they weren't catching, right? They were doing other sports.
And luckily there's a position in football where they're like, you don't have to have any hand-eye coordination if you have great skills with your feet because you can open your hips, you have fast feet. It's like, just cover the people who are going to try to catch it and try to knock it down.
So I
think you can improve at anything in the world that you work at, right?
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'm going to kick it back to Mike. Could anybody be trained up to be a pitcher?
No, I think you can be trained up to throw the ball better. And I think you can be trained up to catch it better. But I do think your hand-eye coordination is a God-given ability that you can work on and get it better. But I think for certain guys, they're just not blessed to have the hand-eye coordination to catch things.
I mean, it's embarrassing. I bet a lot of these guys were obsessed with this in the build-up, too. Like, I'm going to be on national TV, bro. I don't want to have these things hit me in the chin.
Like, this guy looks solid. I mean, this Michigan State dude.
Oh, he's a good player. He may actually end up going in the first round. Justin Lane, corner, he's a good player.
He made that look easy. He wasn't scared to death that they were throwing him a football to catch.
That was smooth. I'll take him.
That's funny, though, because you can watch the combine. And I think Mike could do this because he's got a pretty good feel and a pretty good eye for this stuff.
I mean, it'd take me a long time to get to the next ball that they're getting to the ball probably a lot quicker than I am. But
yeah, but I think you could watch this and have a decent feel on how their body moves and how natural it is to catch it. Like, hey, I bet he's a pretty good player. Huh. And you'd probably be right a lot of the time.
Okay, how about this one for Cowboys-related pro football rumors here tweeting the Texans are pushing to re-sign Tyrann Mathieu, 26 years old. With Arizona 2 years ago, he was making $12.5 million a year. I don't know if he's going to get that. I don't know what that does to the safety market, but it's quite interesting. We could have quite a few long-term deals happening around the Earl Thomas deal, and how could they affect what Thomas is looking for? Well, pretty profoundly, I would believe. Speaking of Tyrann, though, he retweeted a story about Tank and the Cowboys not being close on a new deal. You've probably heard that story a couple of times already. Honey Badger saying, that sucks. His energy is unmatched. So that's quite a compliment for Tank as we're about to get started with free agency.
It is true. It's the most generic Mike Bassett joke question when it's like, did they try their hardest? Tank tries his hardest.
Yeah.
Tank tries harder than everyone else on the field. He really does. That dude goes hard.
Every time the ball is snapped, it's greatness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.